Talk Live, 855-453. 10 reasons why you have to quit your job this year, according to LouRockwell.com. We can share some of those with you. Also, a militia member has been sentenced to 26 years in federal prison. We'll tell you what that's all about. Of course, take your calls at 855-453. Good evening. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Or good afternoon if you're on the West Coast. Or good morning if you're somewhere around the world. We're here for you seven...
Hello, Guam. Good morning, Guam.
For you 7 nights per week. 855-453, the toll-free number here. That allows you to take control of the airwaves. You're also allowed to take control of the website by submitting different content to it. And that means that if you find something online that you think's interesting, you can simply submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page, and then once it receives enough votes, it will make it to the front page in the top of the site. Toward the top of the website for most of the day today, it's bumped down a little bit at this point, was Glenn Beck announcing a $2 billion gulch, which I believe, Mark, you added to your Facebook page. Did you not?
I did, yes.
The Move Here project?
Yeah, on Facebook, I started a one of these Facebook pages or groups or something like that, and it's called Move Here Project, and the intention is to kind of chronicle all of the different projects where somebody suggests you move here or there in order to attain more liberty.
Now, this is a little bit of a different project, right? Because Glenn Beck is certainly a big personality, and he does have money, and he's a very successful businessman doing what he does. So I wonder how this is going to pan out. I haven't necessarily heard, a lot of the details on this.
I got to say, I'm skeptical of anything in Texas.
And that's where it's going to happen, Texas?
As I understand it, that's correct.
Yeah, all I had heard before this announcement was that he was leaving New York City. He was going to take his studio out of New York City and move it somewhere else.
He can certainly get away with that, I mean, it's not going to be that big of a deal for him to pick up and move. And Free Talk Live does a show out of a completely unrated market. So, I mean, the idea that you have to be in one of the top three markets to do a radio program is really old school.
Yeah, it's an expensive idea, too, because can you imagine what we'd be paying in rent to do a show in New York City?
Well, I don't.
Right.
But again, I mean, you did pick the most expensive town in New Hampshire. I mean, if you wanted cheaper rent, rent really didn't seem
to be. I think the Seacoast is pretty expensive as far as places to live.
Well, you pay an extra $6,000 a year just to live in Keene. Certainly southwestern New Hampshire, you've got the market cornered.
I don't know if I pay an extra $6,000 a year. Where would that number
That's
be coming from?
Property taxes.
I don't pay an extra $6,000 a year. Pay about twice what you do, but not an extra six. Anyway, property taxes are bad in New Hampshire, but not near as bad as New York and the surrounding states. So it's important to keep the tax situation in perspective here.
Anything going on in New York, especially Long Island,
the Northeast is the most expensive area of the country to live in, is my understanding. I think probably other than like Hawaii.
Keene's cost of living is 97% the national average, so it's still lower than the national average here, as I understand it.
I would love to see where those numbers come from.
I believe the Census Bureau. So you're welcome to take a look at that online. 855-450-FREE. Right Wing Watch reports on Glenn Beck, this is according to economicpolicyjournal.com. On his program recently, Beck revealed that his intention to go galt is quite literal, unveiling grandiose plans to create an entirely self-sustaining community called Independence Park that will provide its own food and energy, produce television and film content, host research and development, serve as a marketplace for products and ideas while also housing a theme park and serving as a residential community. At the center, the middle of the lake that itself larger than all of Disneyland, Beck, with the help of David Barton, will create a massive national archive / learning center where people can send their children to be deprogrammed. And
oh, God. What? Hold on. It's in a lake? What?
Maybe it's a lake bed. It's not made clear.
Okay.
So I can't imagine they would be building a city in the water. That seems a little unusual.
Yeah.
The Dallas Observer reports the planned community will be in Texas. Beck doesn't specify where in Texas the community will be located, whether it will be near his Westlake home or his Las Colinas studio or some of that farmland that he bought. things are pretty bad in the U.S., but I'm not sure.
I suspect the farmland, but okay.
The article's author says, I'm not sure that I'm ready for a city run by Glenn Beck, though the idea of private cities is a great one. Let's hope Beck's move will launch others to think about and create private cities. And it says here, the best plan at present that has been brought to my attention is one that is in the early stages of development in a South American country by an individual who is much better versed in liberty than Beck. Now, I presume this guy's talking about the Free Cities Project, which at this time is not really in any meaningful stage of development. They had an agreement with Honduras for a little while, and then the Honduran Supreme Court decided that that's just not going to happen. Yeah. It's a violation of our national sovereignty, they said, for you to have a private city in Honduras, basically some sort of a semi-autonomous zone, and it just didn't pan out. Now, they did say, we had Michael Strong, who was one of the key agents behind that project on our program, and as I understand it, they are looking at other options somewhere, maybe in Europe or perhaps an island, Jamaica.
Jamaica was named.
So, you know, there's talk about talking to some other places, but no real firm commitments or even speculation.
So what do you think here? I mean,
Glenn Beck's thing?
Yeah, in the Free Cities Project, I guess I'm trying to look at this. I mean, the Free Cities Project, Michael Strong, who is a, you know, good libertarian by anyone's, you know, imaginations. You take a look at his articles and stuff like that. But his idea wasn't to create some kind of voluntary community. No. His idea was to create a more free place, like a Hong Kong of the West.
Economically was what he was focusing on, right?
Economics certainly was a big part. The intention was to use best practices. Texas civil law, maybe, you know, Texas law in some way for dispute resolution. And how much different could Glenn Beck's project be if you're talking about making a more free place? I mean, you know,
may have better funding.
And if he backs off any laws that any state, you know, or municipality has, that he's already done a pretty good thing. I mean, if you create any kind of metropolitan area that has some level of freedom to it, you've really done something.
Well, I wonder, you know, how this is going to pan out. It's certainly something worth keeping eyes on. I tend to disagree that Texas is a particularly good destination for people searching for freedom, but obviously...
I got you, but you know, if you've got enough funding, it seems
money
like...
Money does help for freedom.
You know, if I was thinking about... If I had, you know, quite a few extra $1 million lying around and somebody said... Well, you know what we should do? We should move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. I might say to myself, you know, that's a good idea, but I think I like it here in Florida, and I'll just buy a bunch of land, and we'll make a freer place here.
Well, the founder of Domino's did that, right? In Florida, he created Ave Maria.
It had nothing to do really with freedom.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with freedom, but he did carve out his own private city.
Yeah.
And that's real. Like, it's... What was it, like a decade ago we started talking about that? It exists, from what I understand.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how you'd go about, what you would do or undo. States have advantages over municipalities as far as garnering freedom for themselves. I mean, if you buy a big piece of land and say, I'm going to make a free city, you're still subject to whatever state income tax there is, whatever state property taxes. All the all the things that go with it. I suppose you could put up some kind of big fence and keep the police out if that's what you wanted to do, but
that seems dangerous.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like exactly the right thing. But many gated communities do have their own security, and police generally don't go rolling around through there. I mean, why would they if they have their own security?
So. Sure, but if a free gated community had let people do whatever they want, like let's say they declared themselves a freedom community, yes, and they let people walk around smoking weed.
Yeah, smoking weed.
I'm pretty sure the cops would want to roll in there, and they would probably bring in the most ridiculous amount of force ever.
Yeah, they probably would if you made any kind of effort to suggest that they weren't just able to go wherever they wanted. Yeah, they'd come in full force.
We're going to come back with more. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE, plus the militia member who has been sentenced to 26 years in prison out of Alaska. We'll give you that story, and you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep worrying about tests and schoolwork? Eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Glenn Beck has proposed a $2 billion project somewhere in Texas. Location has yet to be revealed. But he's looking to create something that will, what he calls, be a Galt's Gulch. You're certainly free to share your thoughts on that. Also coming up, a militia member sentenced to 26 years in prison. We'll tell you what that's all about. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Archives are available to you, and they go all the way back to late 2006. But give them away. You just click, and they are yours right there at the top of the website. The last 7 days' worth are there. And then you can click back into the archive section and go back for years' worth of the show. Plus, you can find a bunch of shows, years' worth of them, on our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com, which is also where you'll find episodes of the Edgington Post, which is Mark's interview series.
That's right.
So go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, or if you're already over at freetalklive.com, you just look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. So, we'll go right into you and your thoughts, and then we'll take your calls about anything. 855-453. Ice is on the line listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hello, Ice.
Hey, how you doing? This is Ice. I've talked to y'all guys before.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I've been listening to the last three shows about y'all talk about Civil War and y'all candid approach to slavery and the horrors of slavery, which y'all didn't really touch on that too much. I talked about how the South was wrong and how it was economics and things of that nature, which I sort of like lightly breeze on the fact that millions of blacks were tortured, abused, and killed. And it was horrible. And y'all talk so easily about your own freedoms, but y'all sort of brush over the fact that didn't you think that blacks want to be free too, like y'all guys want to be free right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, what we attempted to cover it. I mean, obviously, you know, you can't do a show about, I think, what was the specific issue? Was Lincoln? You can't do a show about Lincoln.
There's three
and
shows about Lincoln. About three of them.
You don't think that the show yesterday that I did, where we talked about the letters from former slaves to slave owners?
I listened to that podcast, and Michelle was going to say something, and it got abruptly cut off. So she never had a chance to talk about the one letter from the guy, from the former slave. But regardless of that, I mean, I was never a slave, neither were you guys. Y'all wasn't around during that time, neither were me. But this is 2013, and you can't say that, you know, you can't brush over the fact that it was a horrible, disgusting trade. It was a horrible thing that took place back then.
I appreciate you calling in and talking about it. I really do. The difficulty, you know, it's just difficult to know exactly how much time to spend. I mean, you know, one person's going to be satisfied with a certain amount of conversation on it. Others are going to think it's not enough.
Well, I'm not trying to tell y'all guys how to dictate y'all show, because that's the reason I listen to y'all guys. You know, like I told you before, right? There's very few things I agree with y'all guys on, but I appreciate this show because you can talk about anything you want. And there's very few shows out there like that. So, you know, that's good. But in the same token, you know, y'all had a love fest with the South for the last few days. And that's fine, right? But, you know, it was kind of like one-sided.
No, I don't think it was a love fest for the South. I mean, I wasn't here last night, so I don't know what transpired then. But when I was talking about it on Saturday night, I think that it was about how, you know, the Civil War was a little bit more than just about slavery. That slavery and it was
horrible. There were no heroes, right?
I'm no fan of the South. They're just a bunch of thugs that wanted to run their own country, just like the Lincoln and his crew wanted to run it at the federal level. They just wanted to do their own thing, and their own thing was very, very wrong. So just because I support their right to secede doesn't mean I support what they were doing.
Some things you say were right about Lincoln, because I've heard some of his earlier speech, too. He wasn't bigger than a racist, but you know his opinion evolved once you met Frederick Douglass. Y'all didn't realize that, right?
I mean, I guess I didn't.
Some important things in history that took place. I mean, y'all likely sort of saying, okay, the South was wrong by the North and all this, which is, I don't know. I wasn't there. All I know is that as a black person, I'm glad it's not around anymore. And as far as Mark saying that, okay, five decades later, it may have went away. I mean, that's fine for you. It's easy for you to say that as a white person. You know what I mean? But, you know, a half a million white people did die, you know what I mean, during that war. It was horrible, right? But it was millions of blacks that also died. And I'm not going to give blacks a free pass either, because I forget. When it first started, blacks sold blacks. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't mourn anyone based on their skin color that died during the Civil War. I mean, I think that the vast majority of people who died during the Civil War died fighting. There were, you know, the people that I feel the worst for are the people who were in cities that were sacked by the North. Those people actually do have some kind of bad feelings towards, for. I mean, it's a shame that happened. But if you caught a musket ball in the head while you were, you know, charging at Antietam on either side, I just don't care. I don't necessarily feel that way. And it doesn't matter to me whether they were white or whether they were black. What my concern is that slavery ended around the world, at least in Western civilization, chattel slavery ended. And they did it without firing a shot. And I'm pretty sure that it was economically and sociologically unfeasible for the South to continue on with the institution of slavery for more than a couple of decades. That's just my thoughts. I don't know. I think slavery's wrong and bad. I just don't think that the North isn't a hero, and I think that it's important that we point those things out.
And neither is the South. And I don't think that we're...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, right?
Okay.
I mean, there we go again. But you're saying, okay, people went and they went through cities and they burned cities down and stuff like that. Well, a whole nation was raped for their people and it was brought here in chains. Come on, that's just as horrible. One guy called me the other day, right, and said something about, well, my great-grandfather said something about the Ku Klux Klan got started because the Northerners came down. But what if blacks took that same issue and started, I'm like y'all guys, I'm about peace, right? But what if blacks right now took that same attitude and started running out killing white people? That would be just as horrible as the KK going out killing
absolutely.
Blacks.
Not acceptable. But
this thing, you know what I mean?
Let's be clear that those sacking of those cities, it was whites and blacks. I mean, everybody in the city was raped.
Blacks?
Yeah, it was whites and blacks.
Yeah, my whites and blacks, the two cities got sacked, right? But the blacks got raped and killed and put in chains. So let's stay away from that tick for tack.
Twice.
It was, you know what I mean? Let's be realistic. It was a bad situation.
Bad situation.
You know what I mean? It was a horrible situation. And let's realize it's 2013. And let's realize that we have evolved from that. You know what I mean?
Not freedom, that much.
Freedom for everybody. Freedom.
No, we haven't evolved that far away from it. Now everybody is enslaved economically.
Is anybody whipping you right now?
Thankfully, no. However, there is the threat of that. There is the threat of me being harmed. And all of us are living our lives under the threat of being harmed by these people calling themselves the government. And these are, these are people who are men, women, black, white, all kinds of different people who believe they're better than we are. And they believe that they know how to tell us how to live. And I've got a real problem with that. Look, man, I'm sorry you felt like you didn't get, the issues covered that you wanted covered.
It's not about me.
Okay, but what I'm hearing from you is you feel as though we didn't do the issue justice, when I should point out the original discussion was about secession and how the government has basically told secessionists that screw you, we're going to kill you if you try to secede. That was what started the conversation, and then from there we had a further conversation about Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War and such. If you got more, you're welcome to stick with us, Ice. We can bring it back. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. Talking about secession doesn't mean that we thought slavery was good or that we're, trying to purposefully ignore it. I think that it's a given that people know, I hope they know, that it was horrifying. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can bring up anything you want, even if it's critique. By all means, we can handle it. 855-450-FREE. And with you tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry about that, Julia. Let me try that again.
And that's Julia.
That's the trouble of being in the third seat. And Mark.
All right. So join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. Actually, now we have two.
Two webcams.
So it just kind of came about fortuitously. I picked up another cam. We were looking at doing some connections to a different video streaming service, and I figured out, well, if I'm going to have a second cam, they better figure out how to see if there's a way to put these things together and not have to do too much extra work. So we've managed to do it. We actually do not have someone running the cam, which is nice, because normally with most shows, there's somebody sitting there clicking the flip button. Like, Julia, I know that you guys over at PukeInTheGang.com, which is your other show that you do on Sundays, have been broadcasting your show live recently. And last time I watched, you guys had two cameras in the studio, but yes, Somebody actually had to be there pressing a button to make
sure,
it
switch. Sure, but that somebody actually wants to be there. He's the beer wench. And he likes that job.
Well, good. We're short staffed here at Free Talk Live. We're running on a skeleton crew, and I wouldn't feel right asking someone to come in and press a button for us every minute or whatever just to switch the camera angles. But now when you go to cam.freetalklive.com, you will see it rotating between two different cameras, and no extra cost to you. Enjoy the website. It's all free. cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, that's right. You can go to the cam. Maybe you'll get to see the telephone, too, which is brought to you by SACL CAI, all of our phone lines here on Free Talk Live. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Jason Osborne, one of the principals over there, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live, and we thank him. It's SACL CAI.
Ice is still with us, listening in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ice, you're back on Free Talk Live. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get whatever thoughts you had remaining out. Go ahead.
Right, I'm going to finish up what I got to say real quick. One of the main reasons I believe y'all guys have a hard time getting black, I can't speak for any other race, and I can't speak for all blacks, I only speak for myself, is one of the biggest problems because I get the impression that libertarians are, and I'm trying to hurt y'all feelings, right, but it seems to be a all-white, young guy, Republican club that don't want to go to war and want to smoke pot. And I could be wrong, but that's the impression that people get. You know what I mean? Like, okay, y'all Republicans and y'all young and y'all white. But y'all don't
I'm not a Republican. I am a registered Democrat.
You seem like one, but your buddy there, he gets really, he seems to talk about Obama every chance he gets. He's well, like a little old at the bar, you know what I mean? It's like he critiques Obama every chance he gets.
By the way, I don't know if you were listening to this show in 2007, but we certainly talked about how awful George Bush was back then.
That's how I started listening to y'all in 2007, matter of fact. Doing Hillary Clinton and Obama, when they're going back and forth, I started listening to the radio. I started listening to y'all guys. I'm like, y'all pretty cool, y'all. Let everybody talk, speak their mind. That was pretty good. But I'm not going to
We've been critiquing whoever's in the presidential seat ever since Free Talk Live's been on the air.
I get a little tilted. Mark is pretty much on the right, which is cool. He could be on the right, but he kind of shows a lot. You know
well,
what I mean?
I,
you know, it is what it is.
I am a female, and I actually would have classified myself as a liberal before I came over to libertarianism.
But I get where you're coming from, Ice. It's a common misconception, and it's a frustratingly common misconception that libertarian-minded people are Republicans or, you know, some version of a Republican. And I find it upsetting because, you know, people like you who, you know, otherwise might be a little bit more interested in what we have to say might have a preconceived notion that I think is brought about mostly, not so much by Mark sitting over there, but I think by people like Glenn Beck who get on the airwaves and others like Neil Boyd and Dennis Miller, these people who have no concept of what liberty really is, who get on a microphone and start blabbing away about how libertarian they are, when at the same time they support bombing and war and they support other, you know, governmental aggressions. I think that that really does a lot to taint the idea of liberty in people's minds in the way that you...
I'm going to let y'all go, but you're exactly right, because the way I look at it is it's fine to be whatever political party you want to be, right, but be consistent. That's all I ask, you know what I mean?
Don't but we try to do thing. That.
You'll get that out of us, Ice.
And Ice, I guess...
Somewhat, except for your buddy. I mean, he kind of... You know, he's back and forth sometimes. Like, it makes you wonder, but it's cool.
Thanks, Ice. I appreciate
don't
your...
give it, Ice. I've got questions here.
Right.
So, Ice, you're absolutely pointing out a difficulty that anybody, any white person's going to have in talking about the Civil War and in general, and that there's all these, it's an emotionally charged issue. Slavery is an emotionally charged issue. I've spent a lot of time studying slavery, sort of around the world, throughout history. I want to be as informed on it as I possibly can. But, you know, oftentimes what people will say is they'll just dismiss whatever, whatever I have to say because it doesn't precisely agree with theirs and I'm white. And so I just wonder, like, what can I do about that?
I mean, you can't do anything about being white, nor can I do anything about being black. But this whole thing about trying to make it seem like, I don't know, the tendency sometimes what you speak is like as if blacks were happy to be slaves, and we just shuffled along all happy along. You know, we had a place to eat, and master gave us food and clothes and all this stuff. This is 2013. No one thinks like that anymore. It was a horrible condition. I
agree.
I don't recall you ever saying.
One thing I did point out was that conditions for free blacks weren't great in
free blacks, what about slave blacks?
Yes.
Having your freedom taken, whether you live in a nice house or not, just preach freedom all the time on y'all show, the time.
Yep.
Period. Why would you even pause that at all? You can't pause that. Free is free, slave is paid. There is no pause in that. I'm sorry.
I understand, but many people, take a look at America. People will trade their freedom. Will trade their freedom for security.
They didn't have a choice. No choice.
I don't have a choice. People are trading my freedoms away all the time. I don't have any choice.
You can't compare the two. That's the problem I have.
I understand.
I don't think that anyone has said anything that has made light of slavery on this show, Ice, and I would challenge you to find the audio clip of that actually happening.
I just want to put my perspective out there.
You have, but the way you make it sound is like we just don't care and that, you know, it means nothing to us. And
It's a charged subject, and it's hard.
But you're going to have to back that up. I mean, if you're going to say that someone was saying on the show, oh, well, Slave Master was taking care of him, that's never been said that I have ever recalled on this show. Now, again, I'm only here six out of seven nights, right. So I can't speak for what's happened on Sundays with Mark's show, but I can't imagine him saying anything like that. I challenge you, find the clip of someone being so cold like that, and I would love to hear it. Let me know. You can email it to me at ian@freetalklive.com. You don't have to actually clip it out. Just give me the time code of the show where someone was being so callous as to act that way on the air. I feel like you're blowing it out of proportion a little bit, but if I'm wrong, I'll eat my words, and yeah, feel free to prove me wrong. And Ice, thank you for the call tonight and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. I get that he feels like we didn't give enough of a discussion to the conditions of slavery, perhaps in our recent show about secession, which ended up being somewhat about the Civil War and Abraham Lincoln. But, you know, like you said, Mark,
it's hard to do anything.
It wasn't the thrust of our show. We were talking about secession primarily.
It's hard to do anything more than every single segment saying slavery was bad. And I think that we did that in just about, I shouldn't say every single, in just about every segment, I think we said something to the effect of that. And I get how it can sound hollow when somebody who portrays themselves, or, you know, you may believe seemingly white. I do not believe I am actually white, but I look that way, and a lot of people are going to treat me that way, so fine. You know, the way it sounds when some white person is talking about slavery, I get it. I mean, it just doesn't sound quite right. But there's only so many times we can say it's bad, it's unacceptable, it's horrible.
Sure. I mean, it would be like, a bunch of guys sitting around talking about having a menstrual cycle. I mean, we really wouldn't be able to relate.
I mean, the fact
we can say we've heard how horrible it was, but we really can't relate to that.
The fact that you and I, Ian, have pretty much dedicated our lives to increasing human freedom, I think shows some level of commitment. We could have done a different show and made more money. Believe me, if Free Talk Live was less, didn't take such hard stands on some issues, we would, you know, be on a lot more stations and a lot better off.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoodsDirect.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is here for you at 855-453. Your comments on anything that we've discussed or anything we haven't. You may take control with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We've talked about slavery. We had Ice on the line here saying basically that we had kind of not given it its due in a recent conversation where we were talking about secession, which led to a conversation about Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War and such. And it's not because that, you know, we don't respect, you know, people and what has happened in the past, and that, you know, we aren't horrified by that. Obviously, you know, none of us are enslaved to that extent today, thank goodness. I think that slavery still exists today. Slavery in a different form, in a much more subtle and brilliant form, in that people who are enslaved today don't even realize they're slave. That's how insidious of a slavery it is today.
Isn't that the old Harriet Tubman quote? I've you know, freed 1,000 slaves and I'd have freed 1,000 more.
Had they only known they were slaves.
Yeah.
It is true. You know, keep people ignorant and they won't realize their circumstances.
So I don't know what slaves thought at the time, but it's interesting. You know, that one quote is kind of interesting. What did they think about their freedom?
Well, some of them escaped, right? So obviously some of them cared very much
about it. Yeah.
Well, the more educated, the more likely they were to want to get the hell out of there, right?
Well, I feel like every single one of them wanted to get the hell out of there. I mean, why? If you were being abused and forced to work for somebody, wouldn't
generally
isn't that just
you would?
A natural...
But if you were raised, I mean, you've seen the Truman Show and in Pleasantville, right? I mean, if you're raised in an environment where, you know, you don't believe there is anything else or that this is just the way it is, you know, and especially if you're maybe the house slave where you are treated better than some of the other slaves on the plantation, you know, you may not want to go anywhere because you feel like anything else anywhere else might be worse, you know.
I can't help but feel like that was
it's institutionalization.
Not well, sure, but you're saying if somebody was born there, I mean, if they were born there, they have a mother, right? So you're telling me their mother doesn't know anything else? Or it just seems unlikely that people would be okay with that for the most part.
Well, I don't know
Yeah.
And you don't know. I don't know. None of us know what slaves were thinking at the time. But, I mean, the only thing I have to go on in this conversation, if there's more to go on in this conversation, I'd love to hear it. But is this Harriet Tubman quote where she said she'd freed 1,000 slaves and she'd have freed 1,000 more if they'd have known that they were enslaved. What that says to me is that half of the slave population didn't know what slavery was, didn't really understand it.
Which is why Master wanted to keep slaves ignorant and uneducated so they couldn't read books telling them about the world and telling them about what their circumstances were and how bad they actually were.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, maybe she meant something entirely different. Maybe she was talking about the slavery of sin and Jesus could set them free. I have no idea.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You're welcome to add your thoughts to this conversation, and you can bring up anything that you want. We started out by talking about Glenn Beck and his plot to launch a $2 billion Galt's Gulch, wondering what people think about that. And I think Libertarian Ann is actually on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Finally. Whew, that was hard to get through. Hi.
Hi.
I was driving for an hour. I just got home now. But I was going to ask about seasteading and some of that stuff. But I guess after your caller, I thought of a lot of stuff I wanted to say, too. Is that okay? Do I just say?
Go right ahead. You are on the air.
Okay. It's weird. Okay. I guess I would say, well, first I would say that, the smallest minority is the individual. So, you know, the Ayn Rand quote that I feel like she was kind of missing that point. But sorry, I'm out of breath and walking upstairs. You know, I don't know. I just felt like that I would love to talk to Ice. But, I mean, just I feel like it kind of caved in or went his way a little bit, you know, or didn't want to piss him off, maybe, you know.
Well, what would I say that would, you know, why would I want to make somebody angry? I mean, I think he had a good point. And
oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess I just.
Slavery is bad, right? And slavery is horrible. So
the people that don't know they're enslaved are the, you know, the ones who think they're slaves or think they're free are the ones that are most enslaved, right? I mean, we're all enslaved, basically. And
sure.
I'm a libertarian woman.
But I think that, well, let's get to the libertarian woman conversation here in a moment. I think you know, to marginalize what Ice had to say is, you know, that's a little insensitive, right? I mean, because absolutely right in that the slavery of the, you know, the late 1800s was far worse than it is today. I mean, there's absolutely
late 1800s slavery.
I don't know. I wasn't there, and I don't trust many books anymore, public school books, but I do believe slavery is wrong, and this child sex slave and, you know, every kind of slavery. I do know that, like, I know the first black owner, I believe, was, the first black slave was, you know, wasn't, I guess I would get into the point to say that why, it's not white against black. I would even say, I know it's probably not PC at all, but I would say that, you know, oh, that's what else I was going to say. Okay. Well, there's, you know, if you just Google Jewish slave trade, there's a black teacher that talks about that, and I would not say Jewish, I would say Zionism maybe, and it's not racial or cultural or anything or anti-Semitic, I'm saying like Zionist Christians in general, just Zionism, people that want to just control other people, they will all, you know, there's more to the story than that, a little bit more, I mean, Ron Paul says too, you know, we could have freed slaves with like every other country did and just bought them, and it just, there's so many different things that come up there. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like you've got a lot to say and that you're kind of a little jumbled as far as what you want to focus on here tonight.
Okay, well, one more thing I was going to say is that, you know, the School Sucks podcast with Brett?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's the guy that called in, and I don't know his name, and but he has basically, it's kind of like School Sucks, but it's I guess it was a black guy. It's okay. What do I say? African-American guy. I feel like
we've actually asked that question on the air before, and the response we received from the majority of the people who called who were black was that they would prefer black, but that was just,
oh, no.
You know.
I mean, like, there's a guy that has a show that Brett had on, this black guy he talked to for a whole episode. He has his own show now, a podcast for black people, you know, and talks to basically about how, you know, I don't know, the collectivism thing's kind of instilled when you're younger, and, you know, he was talking about basketball, his coach, you know, and you You know which one I'm talking about?
I have no idea. I don't listen to all of the Liberty podcasts out there. I've got a lot of, you know, stuff on my plate during the day. But I'm glad that you enjoyed it. Do you recall what his show was called?
That's what I'm trying to think of. It was.
I see.
But if you go to School Sucks, I think it was on there.
I'm sure it is. It's that SchoolSucksProject.com. Thanks for the call, Ann. Appreciate hearing from
really?
You tonight.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye.
Yep. Have a good one. 855 453. It can be nerve-wracking calling talk radio, and you know what can help is if you feel like there's a lot you want to cover, take some notes and you know make sure that you've got them in front of you when you're on the phone. I don't know if it helps a lot, but it can probably help you focus a little bit more.
You know, if you feel like you've got something to say, notes are always helpful in that area because you know ahead of time you get a chance to collect your thoughts.
Yeah, I just found myself getting a little bit lost at that certain point.
Yeah, I was confused. She did bring up the woman libertarian. I think that she was trying to say, and I could be wrong, but what I got out of it was that she was trying to say that she was maybe a little bit offended, probably isn't the word, but she didn't like that he said that libertarians were all white guys with...
It's a reasonable thing to say, though. I mean, that tends to be what the movement is. It's
well, I think
white
that's
male
every political movement.
Maybe. I've never really been involved in the Democrats or the Republicans, so I can't really say from experience.
When I was at the Republican county thing here and then the state delegate convention that I went to, I'd say that there were probably more men, but not by a whole bunch.
Mostly older folks. Yeah. I went to two Republican meetings here.
Oh, yeah, like
and one Democrat meeting.
If I wanted to make a generalization, that would be the one I make.
Right. I've been to different Republican and Democrat meetings here, and of course we're in New Hampshire, so it's going to be white people anyway, just by nature of the demographics of the state. But the demographics at these meetings were older. There, there weren't very many young people. There was at the Republican right before the election, there was a Republican meeting I went to pass out some campaign flyers, and there was a young male there who appeared to be on the Romney payroll. So I don't know if he was there because he was really, a Republican activist as much as he was a paid shill for the Republican Party. But most of the people there were probably over the age of 60, would be my guess.
Lots of young people coming out of college will work on presidential campaigns. It's good for the resume. He probably is dedicated to whatever political party he's, working for. But it does tend to be older folks.
855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I would love to hear ideas as to how to make the Liberty Movement into a more diverse group of people. It may just be something
I'd love to hear ideas
time.
On how we just don't have to talk about things like color and sex anymore.
855-453, take control. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.